Oops.
Okay. What a way to start the show. And just like that, out with the old, in with the new. There's a new sheriff in town, and she goes by the name of Simpiwe Mteta. And her partner in crime is the one and only, the go-to guy for all things sports. He is also the host of On the Bounce. It is Ben Kopinski.
It is correct.
And before you guys get typing there, where's Gareth? Hey, what's your clip? Don't worry, he will be back Monday. But let's enjoy today, which is Friday. Ursa, my birthday!
Yes, this is the big day. There it is. The Real Network remembered. That's so nice of them. Really on the button there. So if you were happy birthday, and I'm not just saying because it's a milestone. Hey, just this, what a way to get into winter, huh?
I know, right? I've officially exited the group chat of 20-something-year-olds, and now I'm an adult.
So, I mean, I know people try to get, people generally get emotional. I know when I turned 40, there was like an emotional thing.
Oh, that's a big one, hey?
I'm trying to make you feel young here. I'm trying to make you feel young.
Okay.
But was that your first thought, or was your first thought this morning joyous happiness?
No, I was like, yes, I'm old, eh? What have I done with my life?
Well, you hear, you've got a kid, you know, James.
I mean, I don't think that's a big achievement, eh?
How many more things do you want to rack up here?
I don't know. I would have loved to have been married, you know.
James, that's all the conversation here.
No, you're not a millionaire as well, but like
don't estimate it. Joe's one of those dark horses.
Yeah, he is. Hey, I don't know. You must tell me about your ancestors. Maybe they, you know, are the ones I'm looking for. So my type. So yeah.
Look at that. I'm turning things around here. Okay, yeah. But don't you find it's also kind of funny that as you get older, you realize how like your young person goals, dreams, and aspirations are really like unrealistic and or silly.
Oh yes. Like, definitely. But I think the nice thing is, you know, when you're young, you have that excuse of, oh, I'm young, I didn't know better. I think that's the beautiful excuse to be like, yeah, I didn't know better. I didn't know what I was doing. I was only 24. Like, what do you mean?
Terrible excuse at any stage of the game. Because you can still use that. Because the thing about that is that when you hang around people who do fuck all or aren't accomplished, that excuse will still fly until you're like 60. Because it's all relative.
No, but there's much more like when you look at a 35-year-old man who's like, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. You kind of judge him very harshly and you're like, what do you mean? You must have your things together. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense for someone who's, example, when you turn 40, you can't use that excuse of, oh, I didn't know better. You did. There's no excuse totally. Anymore.
So what you're saying is not you. But I was having the same chat with Ketsi, who works here with us. So he turned 30, right?
Yes.
And the first thing I said to him was like, hey, you can have a big weekend. He's like, no, I'm getting my shit together this weekend. Like, that was actually his response. It's like, he felt this was it. This was the moment.
Yes. The and I also feel it. I feel like now I have to be a bit more serious, you know, hence the outfit. Taking myself a bit more seriously, taking life a bit more seriously and realizing, okay, yeah, the 20s are gone. You had the time to just be a kid, I guess, and now you have to be an adult.
Yeah, I would look back at, I was a kid until like probably far too long. Not because I was just like stupid or juvenile, really. I just don't think I got my shit together enough because I didn't think I was able to. And then looking back, it's like, of course you were fucking able to. So it's actually an exciting thing. I think any birthday milestone, firstly, you're alive. Yes. That's an absolute gift. And it really is something to cherish every day. But you're so right. Like, I'm looking back now thinking, shit, even my 30s were actually terrible. Sorry, this is not about me. This is
when did you have your hallelujah moment of I need to get my things together?
3 months ago. No, like, Sophia, this is about you. It's not about me. Happy birthday. I hope it's a phenomenal weekend.
Yeah, my friends want me to celebrate. I doubt I will, but we'll do something this weekend. What are you going to get up to this weekend?
I was so excited for this weekend, and then it seems like the rain has fucked it.
Oh, I'm so happy about the rain.
It
gives me an excuse to be indoors, to be I can't celebrate, it's raining.
I had big plans this weekend, actually, milestone stuff. No, I was going to play golf with Dimitri, our 101 guy, and then it's been pissing with rain since forever. Oh, no. And then, like, so we had on the Bounce Show this week, Let's get the plugs right in there.
There we go.
We had an entire show around sporting fashion and stuff.
Yes.
And our guest was phenomenal.
I actually enjoyed her.
And Robert Covengesi, she was so great. And it was all about, like, guys, never wear skinny jeans. Try this, try that. And, like, this weekend, I literally wanted to become an adult and have a good hard look at my wardrobe. Like, yeah. I'm very minimalist. I don't hoard. But she just, you know what, every now and again, you meet people at certain times of your life. You think, okay, I'm going to relook a certain facet of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do that this weekend. And even to the point that I wanted to go to some, like, I don't know, like, I want to get a different hairstyle. Maybe it's the time in my life I try something. My options are zero and fuck all. But I mean, I'm going to try and roll the dice on both of those.
Please don't dye your hair.
No, I'm just going to dye my hair. No, I'm just going to dye my hair. But I'm going to go speak to a real hair professional.
Okay.
That was my plan this weekend, was to get a hairstyle.
They're going
to
give you professional cuts and they're going to, I don't know, you know, do the things.
Just want options. Because, like, with my remaining strands, I want to see what they can do.
Okay.
I have the most boring weekend ahead, basically.
It sounds dope. It sounds like an adult thing to do. I have to admit, I enjoyed your guest on The Bounce this week. I love the fact when she was anti-men wearing sports shirts.
Oh, that was a good
on a date.
Yeah.
You know, that's my girl now. Like, we are best friends. Because why are you wearing that? It's a date.
I just love the way that she summed it up. It's like, we make the effort. We got all these kind of things. And you just rock up. It shows that you don't care.
But if you haven't watched it, make sure you do give OTB, which is On The Bounce, a watch on YouTube right here on The Real Network. Yes. Since we're talking about sports, what are your thoughts on the Springboks now having a new sponsor?
On the back, I think it's horrendous. I think it's absolutely terrible. When I first saw it, I thought, April Fools. And then I realized, like, oh, it's not April. It is so shit. It's so tacky.
Wait, what? Everyone's like rejoicing. You'd like
everyone's like rejoicing. Who is your everyone?
The people I've seen on TikTok.
I've heard nothing but nonsense. Oh, everyone's 11 on there. I've heard, you're talking about the Pick and Pay sponsor?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
On the back?
Yes.
It's a national sports jersey of pride and honor. And now we have basically, it's cuck. It's cock. You can take me apart in the comments, but that massive Pick and Pay on the back of the Springbok jersey is shit. And I'm just, I've got no personal bad feelings around Pick and Pay. I just think that sponsorship looks terrible because it's so big. And then they had an example of the Sevens jersey, right?
Yes.
So then they got the player's name. The player's name is smaller than Pick and Pay. I don't think it's a really good brand. I don't think it's the right fit.
Okay.
Because, again, you know, the Springboks have been talking so much about this massive equity deal they're going to do to get international, because they're an international brand.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got Pick and Pay, who, let's be honest, are in some financial doo-doo right now.
I mean, they had money for Rick Ross and that ad.
Look how cuck that looks, guys. If we're totally honest, that is I'm playing Cape Town 10s this weekend with my Chinas. We're going to get hammered. And his dad's manufacturing business has got the sponsorship on the back. That's what it looks like.
So wait, are you more upset at the placement of the Pick and Pay brand? Or are you like, no, this is a horrible partnership. I don't think we should have even...
So primarily it's the placement, absolutely. Because like I said, I've got nothing against Pick and Pay.
Okay.
I used to shop there. But then they became crap and I mostly shop at Checkers and Woolworths. But I just don't think it's a good fit. Because the aesthetic aside, which is terrible, the Bok jersey must be something very aspirational.
Yes.
It should be our iconic kind of look, right?
Yes.
Think Bentley more than Bajaj. And what we've got now is it's just cuck. There's too many sponsorships going around in these things. Franchise teams, go ahead. The green and gold,
okay,
do me a favor.
Okay.
Also, where are you getting the money for this?
I don't know, but maybe this is how they're going to try bring in some money.
This is like one of those South Africa's going to sponsor Tottenham things because... No. And then what? Are they going to start selling these jerseys at Pick and Pay clothing stores? Is that the big play?
I think so. And then people are going to start buying it. And then because they have Pick and Pay clothing. And I think Pick and Pay clothing...
Cut price, something for the masses. Yes. Wonderful thing. Brilliant.
So that's how I think they're going to be making some revenue. And yeah. But Pick and Pay in terms of the food retail outlets, that one is just going shoo-goo-goo-goo-goo. It's going down the hills. I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah.
See, look at the comments. You spend 3 seconds on TikTok and you think you've got the You got the pulse of the people out there. This is why
I asked you, Ben. You know, because yeah. I can't trust everything I see on the net.
No, exactly.
And I had to make sure I get an expert opinion on this. And now I'm swayed. I agree with you now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, these kind of things piss me off because I think certain things should be held sacred in this world.
Okay.
Because a lot aren't, and we flout all these kind of things, but it's just cuck.
Okay.
It's just cuck. And happy that FMB is the front of the shirt. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, it's a good legacy play, right? They've been involved with the box for a long time.
It changed from MTN to FMB, right?
Yeah, MTN picked it up when the box weren't very good. Okay. So there was this tiny little blip where the box actually really couldn't find a sponsor. They were that shite.
Mm.
Blue Label Telecoms came in for a season. And then MTN, as they said in the advertising campaign, they answered the call. I tell you what, it was a call. Like we forget how these things turn in life. The box used to be the seventh best team in the world.
Mm.
Nobody wanted to host their games. Very few wanted to really make an effort to watch them. And MTN pulled in and it got them back on a trajectory.
Mm.
Now, if, I don't know, Corbis's cash and carry came in with the sneaky little, we've got 8 million and you need a sponsor, it wouldn't have helped the box. It's a prestige thing. It's a legacy thing.
Mm.
So you need certain brands that are on the same sort of path. I just don't see that with the sponsorship. So that's
okay.
That's top of my head thoughts, Superior. I mean, if you really want, I can get into it.
No, that's fine. I think I understand and I agree with you now. You were able to sway me.
I also think the pick and pay Rick Ross ad was cuck. It was like,
all it did was win, win, like, win, guys, no matter like, what.
We are like two years too late on this theme of things. It's like we're trying to make a bad Castle Light advert. And somehow rope in Scott Pretorius as well.
Yeah. You know, the issue was, is that I think they had gotten like a hip hop DJ, you know, and they gave him the brief and he was like, don't worry. The people love this song. I play it every year or every time I go out and play a hip hop set. And the reality is a lot of people are just over that song. Hip hop DJs, please play new hip hop stuff. Because all I do is win, 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 no matter what is
old. No, it was.
It's old.
It was cuck. I think all the advertisers have been cuck.
Yeah.
That whole fresh thing that they played over and over, ironically, they don't actually have the fresh stuff either. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday.
Yeah, that's how.
Sorry, Ben... I forgot. James, I've got those electrolytes for you. Just came to. So I've started you out relatively cheap. I don't want to spoil you. Yeah, can I throw these to you now? Because I just sort of, it rolled around in my...
What kind of drug deals taking place?
Every morning, just take a tab, put it in the water, start your day like that. Because James starts his day like every other misspent youth with a Red Bull or...
Yes.
He just mainlines bad ideas. So I'm trying to get him on the electrolytes to ease him into it.
Okay, that's good.
I just want James to be the best guy. So when people say, I want to marry you, he's in the conversation.
Love it for you. Love it. Okay, well, since we're talking about, like, good habits and starting, you know, great things. Is it Selena Gomez, her boyfriend?
Yes.
Apparently, he's up to some very disgusting things.
So, I do not have a window to celebrity culture outside of the show.
Okay.
So, I relish these moments. So, she... is married or engaged or...
Oh, dating. I know for a fact she's with this guy. Benny something.
They're obviously both train wrecks, okay? But now this oak, he said, you don't have to shower every day. As in, like, he doesn't shower every day.
Is he white? Is he a white man?
He is a white man.
In America.
Not sure the relevance of that, but...
Because there's been quite a few podcasts. It also seems like an American thing.
A white bro is not showering.
No, yes, but there's quite a few podcasts where a lot of the Caucasians that side in America have gone on podcasts and said, no, like I don't wash my legs when I shower, or I don't think that I should use a washcloth when I shower. And then like everybody's just like, wait, what do you mean? How do you even shower? Oh, and then like some will be like, oh yeah, like the soap will just run down, so that's a shower.
Like magically, and just do everything, even in the middle bits.
Yeah, and then there was one point where I had to ask the guys in the office, like, do you guys actually use...
And James was the first person you asked.
Do you use a washcloth?
I remember Chantal.
Do you know the various like things to use for your body, like a scrub and, you know, like all these things? Is it a loofah, that thing? And I noticed that like it might be an American thing because the white guys, black guys, colored, Caucasian, Indian, everybody here in the office, they actually wash.
You got to wash, yeah. So this dude, he doesn't every single day. And then he's like, yeah, you know what the dirty people always fall back on? They fall back on this, but your body's got essential oils. And if you wash too much, then you wash away your scent. Bullshit. You've got essential BO, basically.
Link.
No. So this dude, his name Benny Blanco.
Yes.
So he then uploads, because that's what these celebrities do, obviously. Mm-hmm. He then uploads his shower / bath scene. There's a video. And it is troubling. Glad I'm sitting down. It is so troubling because in the video, he pans around, okay? Mm-hmm. There is Popeye's chicken. As in, he's going into this area eating.
Wait, what? In the bathroom?
Fried chicken, yes.
What is food doing in the bathroom?
He's in water in a bath by the looks of things.
It's worse than what I thought, Ben.
And then there's fried chicken on the edge. Fried chicken.
And so as the water is just running down his body, he's chewing away.
He's just eating the spices and the oil, and there's his essential oils. But have you ever heard of anything more grotesque?
Disgusting. Like, you're not getting a bath. Like, a bath is supposed to clean you and refresh you, and you're just adding oils.
So further to the story, as you know, ew. I always get to the bottom of these things. Now, Selena's fan club is horrified by this and is urging her not to marry him. Imagine how shit your life is. You try to tell celebrities what to do, but they are coming out in their droves. I don't know how much of a drove that is, but they are now, you can't marry this guy. And I actually agree with them.
Yeah, because then he's going to basically share that bad habit with her.
Well,
and then she's going to pick it up.
You've got fried chicken in a bathroom. That's the first step here.
Biggest red flag ever. But I'm just saying, like, you stick with someone long enough, you pick up their bad habits. Like, for her, it's going to become the norm.
So maybe she's dirty, and that's why he's like, you know, my previous girlfriend, I washed every single day and I ate in the kitchen. Now he's like,
oh, I don't need to wash every day.
I'm with Selena. This is why I date Mexican chicks. Now,
Jessie.
Maybe she's creating that environment.
No, I doubt it. I think homeboy in general is just a problem, because I saw this week that he gets his toenails done. And you're Betunana. James, can you just like bring up some of the pictures that I said? And that's, I mean, he has eyes on his toenails with the lashes.
No, I wasn't ready for that in my life.
And that's not the worst things that he's done. Yeah, these are his toes. He has a nail artist, and she's basically posted all the artwork that she's done on his toenails. That's pepperoni or something, I think, that goes on the pizza. He loves food, as we can tell, because
no, but come on, I mean, that just looks rotten, like he's dead.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess he's much more worse than what I could have imagined. Like, that's sushi on your toenails.
Cirque needs sports. Like, he needs something in his life that is. This has taken the wind out of my sails this morning. It really has.
So I think all around we can agree that this guy is just kind of in the off about him. Like, he doesn't shower every day, and now his toenails are looking. And if his toenails look like that, yo, I don't want to see the rest of his body.
Yeah,
and other body parts.
I hate all of it. But I mean, if he's rocking a bit of a Middle Eastern voyage with some Jesus sandals, those toenails at the end there, it's quite a play. Oh, there. Look at him.
Ew.
He's got a whole bowl of Chinese things.
No, this guy.
Oh, look, there's the chicken.
Oh, that looks like a bathtub.
Yes, this is a bath. No. Yeah, there's the chicken.
It's even worse. Yeah, no, he.
Yeah, look at him.
He looks creepy.
Looks like Selena eats the chicken too, though. Yo, but he looks like a he looks like a young drug dealer, Jeremy Clarkson. Mm. So that's an awkward look to kind of ensemble to yourself.
Yo.
Let me just start reading the comments. Gareth's quite good at that.
Okay, cool. We have Carl over here saying, don't know who this guy is. Wait, sorry. I can't see that far. There we go. I'll read
it. Do you want me to read it? Are you that old now?
Yes, I am. My eyes are not working as good anymore.
What Carl says is that he didn't know who this Blanco cat was until like 3 weeks ago, but it turns out he's actually a musical genius. He's produced a lot of music, filthy fuck, but really talented.
Yeah, he's won a couple of Grammys, I think. He's a producer of some sort.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to know him like that. We don't need to be on a first name basis with the Oak, but he's very disgusting.
Yeah, but that's... Yeah, sometimes when you are a genius, you lack in other areas so much, but then you also see the world differently. And he's not seeing function. He's just seeing him. No. But shower, guys. I mean, don't think you're Benny Blanco. Wash daily.
Every day.
Enjoy the process.
Yeah. Enjoy the process. But like, you see, now we're talking about dating and him not washing. I don't know if you've seen, there's like been this phenomenon on like the internet about the broke boyfriend hug.
Oh, wow. I'll carry on.
Do you want to take a guess on what that is?
Because this goes well or badly. I'm never in the middle of this.
Want to take a guess on what that is and, you know, maybe the psyche behind the broke boyfriend hug.
The broke boyfriend. Oh, sorry. I think you said bro boyfriend.
No, broke.
Oh, the broke boyfriend hug.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers and people, you really are shaking the hornet's nest here. I don't know. I don't know where to start with that. Is that when you don't hug too hard because you're not into it?
No, so this refers to guys that are in a relationship and they are broke.
Heterosexual relationships, right?
Yeah, mostly. They are broke, and then when they go out with their partner, she would be the one that pays, right? And then as she's paying at the restaurants or usually at the retail stores, he will then hug her from behind and give her like this hug, and they call that the broke boyfriend hug.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Right? So it's a thing. It's a thing. Like, people are like, I've seen this. And now someone has come out to say, what's the psyche behind that? That is the broke boyfriend hug.
That is
as
so
you're paying
funny.
For something, Miguel, then your boy wants to hug you and love up on you.
And all them broke kings come from behind.
Right. And and apparently the psychology behind this is that A, they want to kind of protect their partner from kind of being spotted by other guys that she's the one paying. So it's kind of like an insecurity thing, it's an insecurity thing. And so also to like kind of reassure her that, you know, I love you, babe. Thank you so much. This is such a great moment.
You've got my back. I got yours, basically.
Yes.
But I can only afford to physically get it.
Yes. Imagine in this day and age. But basically, that's what it is.
That is so sad. It really is. I've never worked that out, like why girls are ever with people who are broke, but that's another like conversation altogether.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I've never done that to myself, so I don't understand, you know, what it is about the guy. Like maybe like there are amazing guys. I know on the
giant,
Let's Talk Man podcast,
giant cock. Maybe he's got some sort of like some game where he's about to become rich. Like you've heard all those stories before, and sometimes that's enough for a girl.
Yeah, but also, like, so the Let's Talk Man podcast, which is a doctor show that we have on here, one of the coming up episodes, they interview a doctor that's unemployed, right? And
he a doctor then?
He is a doctor. He graduated. But, you know, like, in that case, even I was looking at him, I'm like, you're a doctor. I'm sure, like, I could, like, if you look my way, I would entertain you, even though you're unemployed.
Just for reference, if you're only listening to this show,
for now,
the guys in the photos just now weren't doctors.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much.
So that's the thing. Like, you know, so for now, I could talk to you, you know, maybe have a talking stage in your unemployed state. And then when you have a job, let's get serious.
Yeah. You know, on face value, you look at that and you go, yeah, how can you get girls if you're broke, blah, blah, blah. I was listening to this thing the other day because I try to listen to things that aren't sports involved, aren't fitness involved, or aren't, and it's difficult. So I try to push the boat out.
Okay.
I got into some podcast where this guy was wearing a tie-dye shirt, but he came well recommended. And he was saying, like, you know, some guys worry about all the wrong things when it comes to attracting a partner.
Mm-hmm.
But if their frequency is consistent, then they have a lot more sort of success.
Yes.
So, and then it got me thinking about this whole thing about frequency. You know, you obviously emit a lot in your personality, right? Like, yes. Whenever I see you, for example, you emit like happiness. Mm-hmm. It's like your frequency is very consistent in that if I talk to you, we're probably going to laugh about something in about 23 seconds. Not because like we're funny inherently, although we are, but you just have an ability to emit that.
Yes.
And then I was thinking about this, like, what if broke guys are like, you know, this is just me. This is kind of what I got going right now, but like, so be it. When people become okay with something, become who they are, then their frequency is just so compelling and consistent. That's how they become attractive. Rather than going, like, I started the show talking about getting a hairstyle. How fucking lame was that? Or, you know, I've got a hugely mixed frequency then because I'm happy here, but I'm also sad there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, I know that being employed or your economic status does not really factor who you are as a person, right? You're not your job, and your job shouldn't become your personality. Right?
Yeah, but your economic status then, does, though.
But yeah, but at the end of the day, you have these CEOs or people that are like, you know, I'm the MD and what, and then that becomes his entire personality. And you're like, no, I want to get to know you. Like, do you enjoy sports? Do you enjoy this? Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think when guys are broke, as you said, with the whole frequency thing, their personality shines, you know, through and through. And you're like, oh, you're actually a really decent person. I don't mind being in the mud with you in this season of your life, I guess. And wow, hey, I don't mind paying for certain things or being the one who's the breadwinner in the relationship because you're so awesome, you're so wholesome. Maybe, you know, he was washing the dishes and cleaning the house when I'm at work and that's my way to say thank you. I don't know, but those relationships...
No, but you make so many good points there. It's not like, for me. Got it, okay.
Yes.
But those people still have appeal. They still have value.
Yes.
Which is great.
And also, like, as
not
I said...
aim for.
I mean, if you're an unemployed doctor, there's still something about a doctor. But if you're just an unemployed gent, like, you have no aspirations to do better, or you just... trying to hustle because that's the new thing now. People are just always hustling. Then I think that's an issue.
I think you should never ever admit to hustling. It's so sad. It's like, what can you do? Not have like one plan, a path, likes, interests. You're just basically hustling. Who see? This is what happens when you bring Rick Ross into fucking Pick and Pay adverts. That
every culture, day I'm hustling.
That culture becomes so ingrained that people then think like this is the thing to talk about. Okay, so Durban Dope says, I told my girlfriend I wasn't on the market as I was on my folks' couch at the time. And 4 years later, we're living together and good.
Yo, are you living at her house?
But wait, hang on a second. We need more here.
What's so going on there?
Has she blanked you for 3 years and you've finally come good in this fourth year? Or was it very much from folks' couch that it was game on?
Yo. Like, what's going on? I don't want to judge you. I won't be in your business.
No, I just need to don't want details, to judge but you. I think what he's saying there is that he was like, I don't have money. I'm not going to make this work. And she's like, well, I like you for what you are.
Yes, but I want to end up, how did they end up living together? Like, did he eventually get a job or are you staying with her? That's what I, but I don't want to be in your business now because then I'm going to judge you once I know the full story.
I mean, his profile's Durban Dope with no photo, so.
No, we've been together from
day one. And she didn't. There we go. There's the explanation I needed. Thanks, Durban Dove. I love how love finds a way on the show.
It always finds a way. I love. But you know, since we're talking about love, right? Imagine if some of our brands, South African brands, were on Tinder.
Pick and Pay here. I'll swipe Pick and Pay.
Swipe left, right, you know.
Whatever's the no, thank you.
So here are some of our favorite brands. If they were on Tinder, would you swipe left or right on them after giving this description? So Uber Eats, it says about me, you'll hate me, but you'll always come back. I'll overcharge you, arrive late, and might forget half your order. But let's be honest, you're too hungry to care. Swipe right if you enjoy chaos and cold fries.
No, that's just a booty call.
Oh, hectic.
It means it's just a booty call, and it will only lead in drama and sadness.
So you're clearly swiping left. Next, let's see another brand. This is Capitec. Looking for someone who doesn't mind waiting. Okay, about Capitec. I'm simple, I'm affordable, and I will make you wait in the longest queue of your life. No frills, no drama, just you, me, and 45 people ahead of you at that ATM. Swipe right if patience is your love language.
Yeah, Capitec's the kind of girl that your parents say, you know, that's probably the girl you should be going for. Or like you've just been burnt in a previous relationship, and you just want to put bat on ball again.
Damn it. It's a left. Okay, on to the next one. SAA.
Stealing all your money. Trouble, this one.
Looking for someone who likes a turbulent relationship. All right. Here is about SAA. They say, I'm here, then I'm gone, then I'm here again. I'll promise you great things, but we both know I'm one bad quarter away from disappearing again. Swipe right if you love financial instability.
Yeah, from my perspective, SAA was a girl on massive antidepressant medication. Probably was super hot back in high school and always thinks that the first team rugby jock's going to come eventually save her.
Damn, that's another left. Okay, I thought one of these brands would have caught your eyes. Okay, on to the next one. Let's see. Ah, Nando's, come on. Looking for someone to bring back the heat. You gotta love Nando's. Freshly single after 10 years, used to be the hottest thing in town. Now just trying to find that flame again. Not afraid of a little spice, but I do enjoy a bit of cheeky banter. Swipe right if you can handle the burn. Come on.
Yeah.
This is a swipe right. Come on.
Yeah, like probably best so far.
Okay.
But also maybe like funny in groups. But not funny when you go away together?
I doubt it. I think...
As you can see, mystery that I'm single. Absolute mystery.
Yeah, I doubt it. I think Nando's would be the ultimate partner. They get the... They know how to be sarcastic at the right time. They know how to, you know, be playful, but also serious sometimes. I think the only issue here might be that, A, they might always think, whatever we're talking about, whatever we go through is always a joke. But I think, you know, if I'm not laughing, then what are we doing in this relationship?
That's a very good point. Okay, so we've got one taker so far.
Yeah. Yes, okay, we're swiping right for Nando's. Hey, SAA Post Office is looking for someone who loves disappointment. Okay. I lose things for a living. I make queuing a personality trait. My tracking system is just vibes, and my customer service is non-existent. Swipe right if you love frustration, missing mail, and disappointment.
Yeah, missing mail being zero father figure in this one. Zero family, anything. Just basically a broken wretch of a potential partner.
In the words of Beyonce, to the left, to the left. Everything you own and I bought to the left.
Sad stories, misery, and you must pay.
I think we have one last one for you. Woolworths. I don't think we can pay major here. Hey, Woolworths is looking for someone who, someone with expensive taste. Okay, tall, dark, expensive. Your mom loves me, but your wallet doesn't. If you think you can handle a high maintenance partner who looks good on the outside but hurts a little on payday, we might just work.
Yeah.
This is my kind of person. Yeah, yes. Look, right.
You all factor that into like cost of company on that one. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's that. You have my heart. You have my heart. The food, the clothing, the crockery. Oh my gosh. I can be a Woolies baby all day, every day.
See, when in that dating sense, you can take all the bullshit and you can be critical, but ultimately quality is the bottom line. So there's something there, right?
Yes. And when
it's going to last.
Yes.
As and in, like, brag. There's longevity.
Yes. I can brag about, like, being with Woolworths and going into Woolworths. It's always clean. The trolleys are working all the time. Yes. Yeah. Hey, there's some trolleys there, but betunana, woo, they need to be replaced.
Is that because the Woolworths trolley doesn't go all the way to the car?
But even when it does, you know, the guards that are there, they'll take your trolley from your car. Like, the service, Woolworths, guys, is chef's kiss. It's just amazing. Oh, Eskom is there. It's made it-ish. Okay, looking for someone who can handle Uncertainty. That doesn't sound nice. Okay. I'll light up your world sometimes. I'm emotionally unavailable and full of empty promises. 1 minute I'm there, the next I'm completely gone. Swipe right if you love unpredictability and power struggles. Left now. Can't handle you. Let's go.
Yeah. Also lives in Witbank.
That's a problem, ne?
I feel as a premise, this is quite funny, but there's a couple of lacking things about that slide. It needs to be more personified.
About Eskom.
All of them. Okay, so basically what you're saying is we're dating Nando's.
That's it. Oh, and Woolworths. I'm a Woolies girl. You can have Nando's. And I think that's a good bargain. Everybody else to the left, to the left. Everything you own in the back to the left. Oh, okay, Ben, you are definitely someone's frequency.
Wow. You're going to need more than that, sir.
She would swipe right for you.
Swipe for me. Yeah, it'd be a good call as well. What else did I say? I back myself. I think I have much to offer.
You are the prize king. You are the totally. Prize, okay?
In the right setting, I'm delightful. Thanks, James.
Okay, and talking about prizes, I've seen that Bafana Bafana is doing really great.
So well, him.
I think they've had like a couple of wins. In fact, they've been winning the past couple of games.
So many, yeah. I mean, look, they've got this really good unbeaten stretch happening right now, which is basically defining the Hugo Broos era.
How many games have they won?
Well, the unbeaten is what we're going for here. They've obviously had some draws. I think that's about 18 now, when no one's beaten them. And it's great because this is how you build a culture. You don't suddenly, we do well, and the next week, we weren't in it. Like this week, for example, they went and played Benin away, and they won 2-0. Nice. You know, because they had Lesotho, which, as we know, small country, no one knows about. Mm-hmm. They beat them in Polokwane 2-0. You expect that kind of stuff. But then they went away, and they hard grafted another 2-0 win. So they're currently 5 points clear on the top of their World Cup qualifying thing. They've got four games left.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking good. We're looking good to get to the World Cup. We've only been to the World Cup three occasions before this.
Okay.
So, I mean,
and the one time was when we hosted
it. When we hosted it, so we didn't actually have to do anything with that.
Okay.
But we've never made it out of the group stage. This is the more inflated World Cup that we're going into, so there's more teams. And that'll be in Mexico, America, and Canada for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's a very exciting time. Going back again to the Springboks and old financial terms, that a rising tide will rise all ships.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the thing is, you know. I think, like, Bafana and all these teams, they look around and go, look what the Springboks do for culture. Mm. Look how excited they make people.
Mm.
And now we're getting that same excitement. Nobody would go to the stadiums before, you know. Polokwane was sold out. Sold out for the Lesotho game.
That's the truth.
Be a winner. We said it on the show many, many times.
Yes.
Be a winner. Everything good happens from there.
But let's get into sports then. What else is happening?
Tell you what, not much this weekend, Hesapura. It's not one of those great sporting weekends. Apart from my golf getting fucked up today because of the rain, there is local golf, Sunshine Tour. At the end of every season, there's like a tour championship kind of thing where the best players get in and like select field. So that's happening at Blair Athol currently for the Kurigai D&I Tour Championships.
Mm-hmm.
JC Richie's leading that one. And then the women's at Royal Johannesburg for the ABSA Ladies Invitational. Carmen Alonso and Cassandra Alexander, they're leading there.
Mm-hmm.
Weather permitting. 2 weeks' time is the Masters.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's as good as it gets.
Okay.
It's the tournament. Tiger obviously won't be playing because he's in his 75th injury / 8th blonde wife.
Question. When do golf players retire? What's like the retirement age?
They don't.
Oh.
Competitively, it depends. Like, if you were sort of middle to good kind of pro, you like the seniors tour and you carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally, that of course, that's the thing. You play into your 50s. Mm-hmm. If you're like a high octane kind of guy who made lots of cash and got lots of injuries, you just think, well, why am I bothering?
Okay.
But for golfers, I mean, I'm going to play golf until I cannot walk.
Oh.
Which will be obviously, I mean, I'm going to walk all the time. But you favor. Ever. Okay. Yeah. It's like I said, it's a bit of a bland weekend. There will be IPL if you're into that.
Okay.
It's so hard to talk about the IPL in like a report sort of sense because this team with far too many words in their name is playing this team with like stupid names. And then the organize the numbers. If you're into cricket, you don't even need to tell you the IPL's on this weekend. And also it's like so early days. I can't even tell you what's happening in the log because it's just early days. The PSL is back.
Okay.
So obviously with international break, we had World Cup qualifiers. The European teams also World Cup qualifiers and that UEFA Nations League thingy.
Okay.
But yeah, this weekend is going to be games of a Saturday and Sunday. Pick of the bunch there for Saturday is Golden Arrows versus the Chiefs. That'll be at 3:30. And then on Sunday, SuperSport United versus Cape Town City will be at 5:45. So there'll be six games in total. The Premier League actually comes back on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
The April Fools. So James's team, Liverpool, are currently sweating on a lead that they're probably going to relinquish. They've lost. They're out of the Champions League. They lost the Carabao Cup. Trent Alexander-Arnold is finally going somewhere else. It's going from bad to worse, as James says. Cute. But that'll be from Tuesday onwards. So Premier League is back. That's very, very exciting. There is rugby, the URC weekend. So last week I was at Loftus, and the Bulls beat Leinster by 1 point.
Okay.
Huge win there. I mean, it's never going to be Leinster's finest, strongest teams that come out to SA because their seasons are so long. They just come out of the Six Nations. They basically have most of the Irish team. So then they do kind of send a weaker side, but they're still just so good. So the Sharks will be playing them this weekend. That's like a real, real massive game. And the Sharks need to win this because they're kind of looking like they're going to lock up the top four spot. Mm-hmm. A top four spot gets you a home quarter, which is obviously hugely important. So they'll be taking on Leinster Saturday, primetime game there, 7:15. Tonight, Ulster will be taking on Stormers, who are back in the top eight picture.
Okay.
That'll be at 9:35. And then the Bulls will be taking on Zebre, who are Italian, but not very good. That'll be at 2:45. If you're in the area, Loftus, it's a great day out. It really is. I can only recommend it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why? Have you had bad Loftus experiences?
No, I haven't.
If your friends are telling you, see, there we go. There's the log right there. Leinster, runaway favorites to win this thing. And then the Glasgow Warriors are doing bloody well as well. So Bulls, Sharks, and then your top four. Stormers, because Stormers have been mostly shite this whole season, as you can see, that they've lost seven games. All they can be is like a Miley Cyrus wrecking ball to the other teams to give the Bulls and the Sharks the best chance of getting further in the playoffs. That's my synopsis on that one. Yeah, and the Lions also playing this weekend. They're away to Glasgow. Lions kind of fallen away a bit. I wish there was more.
That's it.
It's pretty much it, guys. It's a lean sporting weekend, which gives you the chance to actually go and play sports or go gym.
Yes.
Take your kid out and throw a ball around.
Yes.
Every now and again, we have the lull weekends. Like, there's no Formula One, but it's back next week for Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Huge drama because Red Bull have already binned Liam Dawson, the Kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
Just not good enough, unfortunately. But two races. He was given all of two races. This is worse than that time when they pulled Marnie off after like half an hour because it started raining. And they needed a Pollard on. So Yuki Tsunoda, who, I tell you what, he's a bag of tricks. He's not like he's a go-to for points. They've thrust him into the hot seat next to Max. And yeah, Red Bull have got two teams. They've got the Racing Bulls team, and then they've got the main team. And maybe they're going to run a squad system.
Okay.
But ultimately, like, Max needs a partner. Someone else needs to score points outside of him because McLaren is so damn strong. You've got Wham reincarnated Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris. They're damn good. Mercedes are going to be good this season. Ferrari are going to be funny this season. We've been saying it since the beginning. Best Formula One season. If this is the season to get into Formula One, this is the season.
Is now.
It's going to be so fun. Dirk says, can I ask if anyone actually watches the LIV Golf Tour? Insanely expensive players with almost no people watching. Yeah, Dirk, I think there's a massive draw to live in its own way.
Okay.
And the crowds are getting better. If you saw the last few events, Singapore, Hong Kong, I think they were in Perth, Adelaide, sorry. The crowds weren't bad. And I think they're going
to... What's not bad? What's like the capacity?
Okay, so in 2 weeks' time at the Masters, you'll see a huge crowd. Okay. The majors are ridiculous. The Masters in particular, massive. The capacity will be probably, like, I don't know, 50, 60,000 people can get onto a golf course, perhaps.
Sure.
Could be wrong. But you know, you want like holes to be lined with people. If there's like 10 people watching around the green, embarrassing. Like I spoke earlier about the local events.
Okay.
Those will not have crowds. They will have family members and friends and people who maybe live in the area.
So and that's it.
20 people tops, okay? Yeah. Which is a shame because those players deserve more. But the live events, there are everyone who I've spoken to has gone to a live event have said it's one of their best sporting experiences. Not just golf, one of the best sporting experiences.
Okay.
Because it's catered for that, right? So they make it very exciting. There's stadium halls, they've got DJs, they're making it what they want it to be for their own way of golf. And but Dirk, I think that a bigger talking point here with LIV is that reports are that Bryson DeChambeau, who was given, I think, $250 million to go and join LIV.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah, he got like fuck you money to go and play this thing. He wants to now get the same deal for another 3 years. And they kind of like going, no.
It was a one-time offer.
And the thing is, what these guys are hoping at the PIF, the Saudi money, they're probably hoping that, cool, now we got you here. Now you want to be here. And unfortunately, this is the problem when you have money and nothing else. People don't actually like you. They need you. They like your money, but they don't like you. So he'll probably, maybe he goes back to the PGA Tour and plays select events. But they're not going to give him another $220, $30, $40 million.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They're not giving Dustin Johnson that money again. They're not giving Phil Mickelson that money again. So now they're going to rely on people wanting to be with your product.
And then
to Dirk's point, if the product's not good enough, it's just pick and pay.
That's very, very sad. Very sad. But on to other news, what are you watching, Ben? You know,
I don't watch TV shows anymore, hey?
Okay.
Like nothing. But
why not?
But this last week, I thought I've got to watch something because I need to try and broaden my mind towards stuff. Like sure. I spoke about the Tie Dye podcast.
Yes.
So I watched season 3 of White Lotus.
Okay.
Fuck, depressing as all hell. Okay, I haven't watched I've watched 5 episodes. I'm 5 episodes in. Okay. Whatever is currently on the catch up. But it's
You haven't watched season 1 and season 2?
I have.
Oh.
Well, I watched season 1 all the way through and I kind of brushed through season 2.
Okay.
It's a bit repetitive for me.
Okay.
But, you know, you watch it because, like, I've been to Thailand a few times. This is where the third one is set.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the way that the whole series is shot.
Okay.
It is so beautiful and how they create suspense. Like, visually, I end up watching these things purely from, like, a filmmaker's perspective.
Oh, okay.
But then I was thinking about how depressing the show is. And it reminded me of Black Mirror because they show people's biggest fears and then they let them sort of percolate in this sort of ensemble plot. So you've not seen this?
White Lotus? No, I have not.
Any of them?
Zero.
Okay. Zero. Well, look, I don't want to give the plot away too much because people watch these things and obviously care.
But what's the premise of the show?
So they bring people together to a resort.
Okay.
And then they stay at a resort and then shit happens with these people.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like the most elaborate, sexily shot murder mystery show.
It's
the only way I can really describe it. But these people always come together. Okay. Firstly, they're always rich and nefarious, basically.
What's up with rich people getting up to?
Because they get bored and therefore they go do weird shit.
There is a movie recently, I think came out last year. It's along these lines, forgot the name of it. It has Channing Tatum in it. And basically it's about him. He's like this billionaire guy. And he hosts these parties on this island. And basically they're saying that this could be like what Epstein got up to with the people when he went to the island. And it's always the rich folks doing nonsense.
It's because they've done everything else. We've got to be empathetic towards rich creeps. They've done everything else. From a human perspective, all they can do after that is debauchery things.
Or they can
just be nice people. But, I mean, obviously, we're going to side with what the flaws here. So White Lotus, the whole thing is that it's like a luxury chain of hotels and resorts in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these people come together and they stay at this place and all kinds of weird shit happens.
Mm.
But when I watch that, it's like, you look at the personalities and it's really depressing. So in season 3, you've got these kind of over-the-hill women who are in their 40s who are trying to hang on to their youth a little bit. Therefore, they're having a bit of a jaw.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this family where this dad is involved in all kinds of nonsense. and his world is crumbling around him while he's trying to keep his family together.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, again, these are like common sort of things. You've got this one woman who wants to do well by her career, and she's currently there, and she's got her son to come with because she's a beauty therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to, like, you know, do more with her life. Then there's this older guy who can clearly only get young girls because he has money. That kind of thing.
Okay.
But you can see he resents that and he's very edgy. Ugh. And then you get these young girls who literally can only have lives if they're paid for by these older guys. So all these little sub stories are all very depressing in their own way. And they all play out in unison at this resort where there is some crescendo where someone basically dies. But then,
because that also has to always happen. Like,
but when you watch that, you can't help but think, like,
addicted to drugs or you die.
But when you watch it, you obviously, whenever you watch anything, right, you attach your personality to whatever's on.
Yes.
That's why Twilight was such a massive movie, because there were so many depressed, featureless women out there.
No. Ben, I disagree with you on that, okay? I had to read Twilight, the book. No, I had to read the book because they made it part of, like, so our school was trying to keep up with, like, whatever was trending and to get
horrible kids, idea for education.
To get kids to read more, the book.
What's wrong with Felix Clinton and Othello? The cuck eye to read.
The kids had to read and, like, write tests about, they'll change it to whatever was, like, very topical that year. And okay, we had to do Twilight. Nice
comprehension.
Yeah. I had to read the book, dissect the characters, and then watch the movie afterwards. And I can tell you that, like, I fell in love. I fell in love with Jacob. Like, come on now, Team Jacob.
But that was the whole thing, right? Falling in love with some mystical boy character person. Team Jacob. The world went to shit when it became Team Jacob or Team Werewolf. Or
it was Team Jacob. Okay, get this right. Team Jacob or Team Edwards, okay? Edwards was the vampire, and then Jacob was the werewolf. And it was about this girl, Bella, who a lot of people could relate to, because there was nothing special about her. The most
popular name in four ways, basically, from, like, 2001 onwards.
She was not special. She was clumsy. She was just very average.
Yes.
And, like, there was nothing about her that was, like, wow. But she had these two remarkable guys, like, fall head over heels over her basicness.
You've just proved my point. Bella is clumsy, average. She's placeholder that any girl can go, oh, I'm like her, or even I'm better than her, and she gets this.
Yeah, but then...
That was the thing.
But, like, she got the attention without having to try and without having to do all these antics. Like, a lot of the times you get told that you have to put on makeup and you have to do this and you have to do that just to get the guy to look your way. And here's this girl who's just average, living her very mediocre life, and she has these two incredible good-looking guys just... Oh, lusting and falling in love over her. Like, of course, you're going to be like, I wish that was me. And if I was Bella, I would go with, like, I think she was an idiot to go with Edwards. But hey, that's a discussion for another day. Like, these guys were incredible. Like, you look at them, like, Edward, he was rich and he's handsome and he's cool. And they're trying to do the noble thing by not actually biting humans and drinking their blood. And then Team Jacob, they were the werewolves that were protecting the humans and making sure there's peace in the land. These guys were incredible.
Fuck, it's like Romeo and Juliet got drunk and couldn't write. But I mean, Sabiwa, we've all been to high school, right?
Yes.
Those oaks don't go for Bella's. Unless Bella's pulling out or fuck, her dad's got a yacht or some shit. Those oaks are not going near.
But it gave us hope. It gave us hope.
I know, as it enters the real world. Fantasy's great.
Yes. But that this would happen to me.
Very contrived. White Lotus is the same, basically. Not at all. It's way better. I tried to watch that first Twilight movie. I looked at this and I just thought, this is horseshit. And the world's never been the same ever since. We've become divided as a society all because of fucking Twilight. Go back. Go through all the receipts. Pre-PT, as I like to say, pre-Twilight, it was a better time to be a human being. After that, we all became so divisive.
I don't know. Maybe because I read the whole thing. Like, I'm sure, the books. Even Harry Potter, I had to read the books.
Great.
Because of school.
Yeah, awesome. 10 points for you.
No, shout out to the school. Because I wouldn't have read those books. I wouldn't have read those books because I was like, why am I reading about this? But they were like, oh, Harry Potter's trending, so you guys are going to have to read Harry Potter. And now I know the characters and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Twilight's the same thing. And then I ended up reading all the books and then ended up even reading more books afterwards.
I'm gonna go.
So into, I'll give my school props for that.
Your school's the hero here, not Twilight. So I think, I mean, if you go into YouTube nowadays, there's a video about everything.
Yes.
I think someone should do a thesis on how Twilight ruined the world. And I think it'll be a very easy kind of thing to make. If I was that way inclined and I had time, I would make this video, but I'm not.
Busy. Yeah, I don't think we want your take on this, Ben.
Twilight ruined the world.
No. But on that note, on I disagree heartily. On that note, we are going to take a break, but we will be back. Don't worry, Gareth is coming back on Monday, so you know.
I don't think anyone's worried. Huh? Have you seen any comments so far saying I'm worried that Gareth's not there? None.
Yeah, we have a cool guest in studio. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about. Quick question for you, Ben. Quick question before we: how good are you with Microsoft Excel?
Don't care.
You don't care.
I know what it does, but I'm not very good at it.
Okay. Well, there's for the people who might actually be good at it, you guys could make some money. So I'll be sharing how you could make some money after the break. And then we'll be talking to our guest and we're going to talk about, you know, how to make the Gareth Cliff Show great again.
Yeah, I knew it would come to that eventually.
See you guys after the break.